I'm Marco Werman with The World. I'm going to date myself here, but a lot of the technology we're surrounded by these days once seemed like pure science fiction. Think touchscreen phones, for example. So what is the secret for coming up with inventions like that? That's what Genrik Altschuler wanted to find out. He was a science fiction writer in the Soviet Union decades ago, and he worked for a time at a patent office. Author Pagan Kennedy writes about him in her new book, Inventology, How We Dream Up Things That Change the World. She says Altschuler used his time at the patent office to answer this question.
What was the difference between the really good ideas and the really bad ideas? And he had this really new idea for, this was the 1940s, and he had the idea that if you looked through the patent system at all the patents that already existed, you could find the secret of inventing. Because here, in those thousands and thousands of patents, were the records of people finding the good ideas.
So before we get to what he came up with in terms of ideas, what was the secret he found to good ideas? What made the difference between a good idea or a good invention and a bad invention?
Well, he came up with a whole series of different systems, one of which is now known as TRIZ. And I think people, TRIZ is sort of known in the West.
It's an acronym, yeah.
It is an acronym, and I won't even begin to try to say it stands for something in Russian. But one of his key ideas was this idea of a contradiction. So we get in a thinking trap where we think we have to choose between choice A and choice B when we're trying to solve a problem. So an example would be batteries. You know, we want batteries to be really, really powerful, but we also want them to be really, really small. And you can't have those two things at once, or so it seems. Mm. And so people get caught in, well, do I want them to be small or do I want them to be powerful? And you begin. But now, you know, today's engineers are trying to get out of that contradiction by thinking, well, could the body of the car be part of the battery? Could the materials in the car be the battery? So kind of stepping out of that mental trap where you think it has to be A or B to looking for C or D or E, the crazy idea where you just get around that problem. So he became really fascinated with that. And he also became fascinated with the blocks that we have in creativity and what he called psychological inertia, which is, again, when you get sort of inside the box and you can't get out of it. And he became very fascinated by why that happens. And he just came up with so many really fresh ideas that I think are meaningful today.
Well, yeah, give us an example. What did Altschuler's thinking outside the box kind of lead to in terms of invention that we have in our midst today?
Well, Altschuler, writing one of his stories that I dug up from the 60s, was about a crazy inventor named Antenna who comes up with a machine that takes powder and forms it into different objects.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah. And what I love about this story is he says this machine has to exist because the rate at which we replace technology is speeding up so fast. He pointed to TV sets. He said people are throwing away their, this is the 60s, are throwing away their black and white TV to make room for color. And soon they're maybe throwing away their color TVs to make way for their 3D TVs. And so what he was talking about was this spin of obsolescence. And so he, almost by looking at the social and political changes that were happening in his world, he was predicting where technology was going to go. And he did do it in that story, really saw the 3D printer.
His observation was spot on.
Yeah.
You know, Kurt Vonnegut Jr. once said, we need a secretary of the future to think about life in this long-term way. I mean, the Dutch look at their lowlands and think about flooding on a 200-year time horizon. Policy does need to take into account educated predictions about the future. What do you think about this idea of a secretary of the future?
I think that's a great idea. I mean, I think that also we need to not delegate our future to just a few people in power or a few very homogenous people who, you know, have a particular idea about the future. But actually, you know, what I'm going to say is going to sound really obvious, but it's not obvious. Everything that we make pretty much is for the people of the future. But it is incredibly hard to imagine the future. I would challenge listeners to just think about where you are right now and what it will look like 5 years from now. And you'll find that pretty soon your mind feels very exhausted.
I got to say, I'm not exhausted. I'm energized thinking about all of this. Hope our listeners are too. Pagan Kennedy's new book, Inventology, How We Dream Up Things That Change the World. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.